What's up, my friends? It's Rick Mulready here. Listen, if you are feeling like you're struggling to keep up with all the AI opportunities, or maybe you're wondering how to even start leveraging AI in your business without all the headaches, the AIify newsletter is designed with you in mind, my friend. Every week, I simplify AI for you, showing you how to apply it and integrate it into your business so that you can work less and profit more. As one of my readers put it, it's a must-have for any entrepreneur who wants to get more done in less time. And they said there's a lot of noise out there and your information is up to date, yet just feels more calm and more relatable. So I want to invite you to sign up for the AIify newsletter. It's free. Just go to rickmulready.com/newsletter. That's rickmulready.com/newsletter.
Hey there, Quajo here, and I've invited my web designer back to this episode to give you a sneak peek behind the scenes about how we communicated for such a complex and important project as upgrading my website when I became host of the Art of Online Business podcast. And so, hey, Archie.
Hey, guys. Hey, Quajo. Thanks for having me back.
Absolutely. Thank you for giving my website such a good upgrade. And if you're listening to this podcast and you have not looked at the YouTube channel yet, go to the show notes below, click on the subscribe to the Art of Online Business YouTube channel link, get over there and watch this so you can see just how good of a job he did or how bad of a job I had done before. I mean, look at how the website looked before compared to how it looks now. Absolutely night and day. And this is the second time that Archie has been on this podcast. The first time was in a previous episode, which was episode 763. The link will be to it below, but that's where we talked about what matters most for your business's website to leave a great impression. And we go into all the good stuff there. So if you haven't heard that one, go listen to that one after you listen to this or listen there and come right back here. But Archie, if you have not seen him on the previous episode, he is the one who made my new website, which looks really good. He's made two websites for Rick Mulready, the previous host of this podcast. He's been building websites for 15 years. He's done about 20 in the past year or so. And he's based in the Philippines. And if you don't know me, hi, I'm Quajo. I'm the host of the Art of Online Business, the new host, if you will. And I am based in Mexico. And you can find out more about me. There's a link to the episode where Rick introduced me and explained some of his future plans, which are now his current plans because we're recording from the future. That link is in the show notes below. Now let's get into the episode. I figured you would want to see behind the scenes just to understand what it's like to outsource with a talented individual who's not sitting right next to you, but they're building your website and designing it for you or redesigning your website that you already had. So with that, I just want to say, first of all, Archie, I wish I had did the thing sooner. Like I told you in the last episode, I'll say it again. I feel like since the website went live back in December, kind of like the very end of November of 2023, the number or the frequency at which people applied for me for Facebook Ads Management just went up. And that I have to thank you for, but it's very clear when we're looking at the screen right now. And by the way, if you're listening to the podcast only on Apple Podcasts or Spotify, go down to the show notes below and click through to subscribe to the Art of Online Business YouTube channel where you can see the actual screen that we're looking at. Because look at this old website compared with the new one. The new one right here, the old one has like my logo super small and it says apply for Facebook Ads Management, or you know, it says I'm your strategic traffic partner who will bring you more leads, profit, and sales. It's on the same blue, it's on a blue background, but then there's like a customer testimonial under there in text and some boxes, which was my poor attempt to steal from Archie's good design. But then the new one, it like has the logo up top of the Art of Online Business. It has menu headers that change color when you slide over them. Like the fonts are better. They're not generic fonts. I don't know what font I use, but I can tell that you use really cool fonts from my brand guide. Thank you. Like there's a very clear call to action button that says scroll down to work with me. You got me on there with my It's full of personality. It's like, this one is just way, way better, Archie. So thank you for that. And it has made a difference in my business already, like I said. So what did I wish I'd done sooner, Archie? Yeah, I wish I had actually just had you do the website sooner. I believe, well, you are a professional, and I'm so glad that Rick introduced you to me. One thing I do want to say, though, Archie, is I didn't know how long it would take as a business owner. Like, I had...
Yeah.
And you were actually quick. You were very quick and punctual. You're going to talk about that right now. But like, it took me figuring out how to like get my act together and respond to your like prompt questions for this project to move along. So I guess like this would be a good time to just ask you, like, what do you feel like makes you stand out, Archie, as a website developer, builder, and designer?
Oh, yeah. Well, before I talk about that, let me just say to everyone out there that's listening to this episode right now, to all business owners, especially coaches and professionals, go and get your professional photos taken, because that's what Quajo had for me on his new website, which he didn't have before, because it helps a lot with presenting yourself as a, you know, like a professional coach. Go and do that, because that's super important for your website. It was such a pleasure to work with you and Rick. Just give a quick shout out to Rick for, you know, putting his trust in me and hiring me to do this website, and for introducing me to Quajo. This was actually a very fun project to do, Quajo, because you kind of given me the creative freedom to do what I thought would be the best possible approach and a presentation for website. And I would just say that the collaboration was very easy. It was a fun project to work on. And I say, Quajo, this project, your website, is probably one of the easiest projects I've done in the past, in recent memory, primarily because you already had everything in place before I went in. We weren't building anything from the ground up. So we had something that was already there, and you just wanted someone to kind of take it and give it a makeover, overhaul everything and make it more.
Overhaul. The previous one I did was ugly. Look at that compared to this beauty. Oh, man.
So yeah, the collaboration was quicker than I kind of anticipated, because number one is you and I were, you know, very well versed with tools and projects and what the process involves with collaboration with someone working from, you know, halfway across the world. And I'd say that's one thing that is really kind of scares a lot of people when they try to outsource their project, is because mainly of the time difference. And I would say, so because I'm in the Philippines, I'm 12 to 13 hours ahead of the U.S. Eastern time. So that's a lot of time to cover. But, you know, I'd like to say that the Philippines is the number one destination for outsourcing. So it's one of the biggest industry that drives the economy, is a lot of U.S. companies, North American companies, and to some extent European companies come to the Philippines to outsource and operate over here. So the time difference is actually not, you know, really a problem for us. Like and this is funny, because a lot of clients really, you know, are surprised. And when I say that I work well into the early hours of the morning, and I'm so used to that, doing that, you know, for the past 15 years, that I start working at 9 p.m. the evening and get off work at 5-6 in the morning, which is definitely, you know, natural for me. And that's true for a lot of Filipinos in my country. So definitely not a problem with the time difference.
Yeah, I would say you were very, like, I'm just going to cut in, because you were ultra punctual. It was like, in a way, I guess you could say that you were the project manager for new website build. And like it was like you were sharing with me, okay, we made this significant progress. And then whenever you needed something from me, like you sent me, like I said in the last episode, you sent me emails with like bullet points, like, Quajo, I need you to decide this, 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 and this. And then here's a link to watch. And then I would click on the link. I would be able to watch like what exactly you needed me to make a decision on, so that I could understand what it was you were writing too. Like it worked really well working with you. I don't think the time difference, well, full disclosure, like the rest of my team, other than two Canadians that I contracted with, they're in the Philippines, but still, even if I wasn't used to working with somebody in the Philippines, I don't think the time difference was even a thing, because so many things like you need to do on your own time anyway. And it's like I would wake up in the morning and there would be an email from you. And so I would just respond to it. And then we kind of worked asynchronously. That's the magical word.
Yeah. So, Quajo, when we were working together, So I guess that's one thing that really, I guess, makes me stand out is I'm a business owner, and I understand that a lot of us business owners don't really have, you know, there's a lot on our plate and there's not a lot of wiggle room for, you know, scheduling. You know, there's got to be a scheduling conflict here and there. And, you know, just the ability to adapt and make it as seamless and frictionless as possible for the client, I guess, is what really makes us stand out. Apart from being, you know, doing a website, designing your website, we also have to be your project manager, because we do understand that collaboration, especially in the online space, could be quite challenging. And so let me just give a shout out also to your VA, Giselle. She did a terrific job of you know, being a liaison connection between you and I. So that really made it my job a whole lot easier to organize and collaborate, you know, because that's the one of the, I'd say, challenging part is, you know, a lot of the files, you know, Equajo, like, I need your images, or send me your logo, or send me your brand kit. Yeah. So, and, you know, with busy people like you, it's, you know, it could be challenging to really kind of like find time to really do that. And so having someone like us, and, you know, and this is also true for Rick and his project manager, Erica, that kind of really just made the whole experience seamless and enjoyable.
Yeah.
Is that there was a lot of collaboration and we were leveraging technology. We knew how to use technology to make the project seamless and quick.
So let's talk about that tech, because I'm sure the listener will want to know, all right, let's say I work with somebody across the world in the Philippines, like you, Archie.
Right.
What tech is involved to make this collaboration work? Mm-hmm. Like, I know we used, I guess I'll just read from like the list and from my memory, but we used, well, Gmail, we emailed back and forth. Mm-hmm. We used Loom. Actually, so I used Loom to record my screen to give you feedback on like design elements of the new website. And you used, what was it?
Vimeo.
Okay. I didn't actually know that Vimeo had a screen recording feature.
Oh, I'd say the top choice would always be Loom, but for everyone out there, because Loom had some kind of, I think, some restrictions with a free one where you're, I guess, restricted to like 10 minutes. I'm not sure.
Okay.
But with Vimeo, it's completely free, no restrictions whatsoever. And that's the reason why I use it, because sometimes when you record your screen, it takes you like 20, 30 minutes to do it. And that's the main advantage. But I'd say Loom will always be my top choice.
Gotcha. And some of the videos were a little long. I should insert a little hack. What I would do is when you had questions for me written, but also in video, I would watch the video and then pause every time I had a comment and then type that comment or question into the email. And that made it go, like, that was the way for me to make it even more efficient than it already was. Mm-hmm. But we use Loom and video to record our screens, and that covers the visual aspect of the website, and clearly communicating about that made it was really easy, actually. And then we used Google Drive. I think we were working. I took all of my website asset and put those in a Google Drive folder that you had access to. And then we had a shared Google Doc, right? And I think you had organized that doc by like each individual website page. And then there were questions in there about things that you needed. And I just kind of answered those questions, and it was super organized. And then I used Canva just to kind of re-edit, reposition, whatever you want to call it. I use Canva to edit some of my images before sending them over to you. Speaking of all this, what would you say are the best practices like for clear email communication? Can you give me like an example without naming names? Can you give me an example of like poor email communication and then how you do the email communication so well? Because I feel like the listener would benefit from you just breaking down how you made those emails to me so clear and so effective. So bad example, and then how you do yours.
Right. So clients each have their own style of collaboration. Some of them prefer to have, like, you know, phone calls, Zoom meetings to collaborate. Some of them prefer to have email and project management because they don't really have the time to like step on a phone call. In our case, you know, we're leveraging really video recording and email to kind of just do a back and forth. Now, here's the problem with email. So ideally, we use a project manager for organizing tasks and deliverables and track the status of projects. And then in some cases, with you, Equation, we were leveraging email. Problem with email is it's easy for information to get buried from all those, you know, exchanges every now and then. So what I would do, and that's what we did with for us, Guizhou, is we sent out separate emails for different topics. So if we were talking about design, it was one email. If we were talking about copy, it was another email. If we were talking about the back end of technology, it was another email. That way it's easier for us to go through, oh, what did Archie say last week? That's one thing. That's a very, very effective way to segregate and categorize the exchange of information. The other thing is, and again, this is what I learned way back when I was just starting out in this industry, and shout out to that business coach that Stephanie, I worked with her for 9-10 years early in my career. And she really was the first person who really taught me how to work with people, you know, like tone. You always have to be professional. You have to be polite all the time. But I would say the one thing that really, really has helped me in my career is that brevity is the name of the game. When you're exchanging information, you don't want to send out 3-4 paragraphs of information, right? You want to be as concise as possible. You want to be as short and direct and straightforward as possible. And then you want to organize that information into bullet points. So if you remember Quasia, that's how I share information with you. I try to be as concise and short as possible. And then I organize it into bullet points because it's easier for my clients to understand what we're really doing, you know, as opposed to like kind of writing a whole paragraph about it. And if it does require me to explain things, that's where the video recording comes in. Because, you know, sometimes you can't really explain things with just bullet points. So that's where we record things and then, you know, show exactly what we're trying to do to explain, especially with website development and design, which involves a lot of technical aspects. You know, we leverage video recording.
Yeah. Like I remember the video where I first saw you put these boxes in. I was like, oh, okay. Like that just would have been, how would you have spent so much time? Well, you probably could have describe the boxes in the email, but like, showing me the video recording. And then you were showing me what you were considering. I even remember you were showing me what you were considering as you were putting in testimonials. And you would just come here and be like, okay, her picture, we need a different one. And I'm going to, you told me how you were going to group the testimonials in such and such a way that would be different from how I did them on my old website. And you were just explaining to me. I liked how at times you explained to me the reason behind change. And like you were courteous enough to like not just say, Quajo, your previous website looked ugly, but you were like, you were like, if you take this and you make it like that, and this is why I'm going to make it like this, it will present your business better and da 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 da. And you talked about like page load speed and how my website could load more quickly. And we won't get into that because we covered that in the previous episode, linked in the show notes below. But the way you used technology was, and just the way you communicated was impressive. And I would say, again, I was used to already communicating with my team, who many of them are in the Philippines. Many of them, it's three people. It's not like I have a 20-person team. But somebody who hasn't yet worked with a VA in the Philippines might be concerned about how communication would happen. Speaking also of concerns, before we go back to the website, I have heard this one often, which is like, I start working with somebody and I had a friend who got ghosted. Paid up front for the project and then the person they're working with just disappeared. And like, I have heard that. But at the same time, like before you talk about that, the first thing I want to say is like you are ultra professional. And I just trusted you would finish the job before I ever worked with you because Rick, who is like the founder of this podcast, who has very high quality standards for people who he works with, like, and you have to as a podcast host, because the podcast episode is going to be here like forever, you know? And so it's like, you have to be careful who you work with because people 2 years from now could listen to an episode and take a recommendation based on what you said. And when Rick told me he worked with you, and then I knew that he was working with you on a second project. I was like, okay, cool. I'll go with Archie because I used to work with Rick, right? Like, I coached with him for 3 years. Like I've seen him give service providers the proverbial axe, so to speak, and terminate the relationship because they just weren't doing up to par work. And I actually asked him about you before I decided to work with you. Yeah. What's the way? Let's say somebody's working with you or somebody else. Like, what's a way to work out? Let's call it payment or something like that. Like, how do you work out payments with your clients in such a way that there's like mutual trust on both sides?
Right.
The client is at ease with the project and how it's going along.
Yeah. Shout out to Rick Mulready for, you know, giving me that break and for trusting me with both of his websites and for introducing me to this great guy, you know, who's host Quajo. Thank you for the pleasure of being able to work with you. I always tell our clients that one of also the main advantages of working with us is how flexible we are with the way we conduct, you know, money, you know, with finances and pricing and all of that. Because all too often, we've always heard of these horror stories where, you know, you pay someone and all of a sudden they don't show up, or they kind of give you like a crappy, problematic website, and then there's no way to reach out to them and find them, especially because they're located halfway across the world. And so we try to nurture a sense of trust with the client. And one thing that we do for that is we try to be flexible with the way we conduct business with them. And so typically what we do is for like large projects, we do like 50% upfront, and it kind of like work out the scheduling milestone where we have deliverables. We are very clear with, you know, scheduling, you know, what's supposed to be delivered on this certain date. What am I supposed to deliver? What am I doing so far? Try to be as transparent as possible, especially with our communication, because that nurtures a sense of trust. Because, you know, at the end of the day, working online is a matter of trust. We don't really know each other, and we're physically not within the same location. So it's all about trust. And we do that, again, you know, by being very flexible and trying to accommodate the client as possible, because it's always a challenge, especially for us, Quajo. Like, we're in the Philippines, right? And so a lot of people are not really familiar with how it is working with someone, you know, that's from Asia with a different culture or background, with a different time zone. It's always a challenge. And that's what we do. We try to be as accommodating and as flexible as possible, especially with the pricing. For typically, you know, for smaller projects, typically the client, especially if they're referrals, they just pay everything up front. But for larger projects like Rick and yours, we do that, you know, scheduling type of payment where, you know, 30, 50% paid up front, just so that we establish kind of like an agreement between us. And then we also have a contract, and then we are very clear with our scheduling and deliverables and timeline. And so far, it's been a very positive experience for us, and I'm happy. And I guess that's also one of the reasons why we've survived for 15 years is because we stuck to that principle. I mean, because otherwise, you could only just be dishonest for, you know, if you don't do your job well, you're not going to get a lot of business. And eventually, you're going to go out of business and no one's going to refer to you.
And, well said. Well said. Yeah,
so I'm just happy and blessed that, you know, it's worked out for us. And I've met wonderful people. A lot of the people that I've worked with in the past have become my friends. I'd say a lot of, I probably would have more friends outside of the country than inside the country, you know?
And that's the
kicker in that. A lot of the clients that I've worked with have become my friends. And, you know, I look forward to seeing you, meeting you someday. In the near future, Quajo and Rick.
I will get over there.
Yeah.
I will get over there. It's my plan to get back to China this year, 2024.
Right.
If I'm going to get on a plane and fly to China, then I might as well take a little flight.
Absolutely.
Well, not even little, probably 4 hours, but, you know, from China to the Philippines and like hang out and see some of the amazing places and spots you got over there.
You're going to love it. Yeah. Amen. Yeah.
For sure. For sure. All right. So then, having discussed everything that we discussed, like, if the listener is interested in working with you, what would be the next steps that they should take to have their website, like, either professionally designed? Oh, by the way, the next time that you're going to be on this episode, we'll be talking about some of the mindset, like, roadblocks that people have, including one that I had, which is I was like, I wanted to do it myself and I wanted to use Squarespace. And even when we first started working, I was like, Archie, can you just design it on Squarespace? And I know there's other online course creators, membership owners, coaches there who are on Wix or Squarespace or even just a Kajabi website.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe they're scared about working with WordPress. They think WordPress is super complicated and crazy, like I did. So we're going to talk about that in another episode. But if somebody's willing, like right now, to work with you, to have like to upgrade their brand, so to speak, on their website, what would be the next steps?
Great. I am inviting everyone, all of our listeners right now, to come and visit our website and check out what we do. It's ArcaWebSolutions.com, ArcaWebSolutions.com. We offer WordPress website design development. We also do work with other website platforms like you mentioned Squarespace and Wix, but our specialty really is with WordPress. We do WordPress maintenance, we do hosting, and all other tech issues that you may have right now. We work with all technology. And when you do book that meeting with us, don't forget to mention that you found us, you've heard about us through the Art of Online Business podcast with Clay Joe, because we may have some bonus for you as a thank you.
Cool. Well, all right. The link then to your website, I will put that in the show notes below, or it is in the show notes below as you listen to this podcast listener. And thanks for listening to this episode. Well, Archie, thank you for being here, first of all.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah, thanks for listening to this episode. Until the next time you see me or hear from me, be blessed. Take care and goodbye.